I was just happy. I mean, really, for him just to be out there, he's been here for, a week. I mean, practiced really 2 days, and then we had the 10-10-10 practice. So our goal from Jim to me was, let's just get him out there. Didn't even overcoach him on the technique. The biggest thing is when you get here, you just got to learn the terminology. I mean, speaking a different language. And I think Rodney and Malcolm, even Pat, Jalen, they did a great job of really helping him. I mean, obviously, we had a couple of late nights there when he got here, but those guys did a good job of communicating with him. He knows football. He knows coverages, so he knows what to play. It's just a different verbiage. But would have liked to have also seen him snatch that first ball when he stepped in front of their sideline. He should have made that one. You don't get very many of those opportunities. So I would have loved to have seen him make that play and go into the end zone right in front of their bench. That would have been nice. But he made it out of there clean. He ended up playing 14 plays. Got to get his cardio up to speed. They were only playing. I mean, he never went more than 3 plays in a practice when he was up there. So he was out of gas. So we got to get him cardio-wise good, but obviously to get him out there and see him make a couple plays was obviously great.
When you look at Ron, and especially out here in practice, we're starting to see more single high coverage and, you know, setting the safeties. How much does his presence influence the ability to do that?
It does a little bit. Obviously, when you got players that can cover out there, it gives Jim a little bit more comfort to call more post defense. Now, I would say in practice and all this other stuff, I don't think Jim called anything based on because Ronald was out there. We're just trying to get him caught up to speed. But if we can hold up on the outside, then obviously that affects Jim and how he calls the game.
How has Aaron Grimes looked inside? And you haven't used him much this summer outside. Does that hurt him as far as his chances of making this roster?
No. That was the best game he's played since he's been here in the 2 years. He was very clean in the nick. We just got done watching it. Playing square, playing with more confidence. I like where Aaron's at. Not saying he's going to make it or he's not going to make it. Either way, we'll find out when we get through the rest of these 2 weeks. But he's done a good job in there for us. I mean, he knows that's kind of his role. But I liked him in the game. He did a good job. Played good.
Well, it seems like the rest of the corners seemed like I had a pretty good night, too.
I'm sorry?
It seemed like the rest of the corners pretty much all had a pretty good night, too.
It was okay. There were some plays, obviously, in there. You see the interceptions. You come out of the game. Mitch made a play. Mitch gave up a play. Rasul was late on that hitch over there on 2nd and 10 on that drive before the half. He was not good there. And then that ball got thrown up the sideline on him in cover, too. So he had a tough end of his little rack there, but played a couple snaps in press, was okay. He played better, actually, in the Green Bay game than he did yesterday. But we're all still working. They're all trying to get better. We're all trying to get better every single day. We still got 2 weeks to go, and we'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks.
How much did you know about Ronald before he got here?
I knew a little bit about him. Obviously, I did him when he came out, liked him when he was coming out of Florida State. Usually when we take another look at those players is when they're free agents. And then when they're going to be free agents, then we obviously study them just like we do college guys. Well, Howie walked into my office and said, "Hey, man, Darby's going to be in your room tomorrow." I said, "Excellent. I'll coach him up when he gets here." So I had not looked at him that extensively, obviously, since he's been with Buffalo. I had no idea. I knew he was a good player. I know he had a great rookie year. Didn't really look at him or follow him that much last year.
Once you find out he's coming, do you go back and kind of see what he's done in the last couple of years?
Yeah, go back and just take a look at it. Looked at a couple games just to see what we were getting our hands on. And it was good.
So much attention is being paid towards Darby, but before he came, you know, C.J. Smith was having a solid camp. What's some of the things that you've seen from him, and how can he continue to, acquit himself as a player?
Same thing he's been doing. Continue. I mean, the whole goal for all these guys, whether it's Darby or Pat or Jalen, Malcolm, I mean, the whole room, is just to be on some kind of a steady incline every day, getting better, not wasting any opportunities, not wasting a rep in individual or in 7-on-7. And CJ's, he's done that. I mean, this is the second time he's been through it, so I'd hope that he would get better, and he has. He's had some production. There's no question about that in training camp. Would like to see him be a cleaner in a couple plays in the game last night. Didn't really show up because the ball didn't get thrown over there, but he's on it. He's doing a good job, and we'll see what happens here in the 2 weeks. I mean, he's right there in the mix. Everybody is.
Yeah. Hey, Corey, what do you like about that look with Corey Graham on the field and the three safeties there? With Corey Graham on the field with the first team and having three safeties out there.
You're talking about when Malcolm goes down and plays nickel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, how much Malcolm's played nickel the last 2 years. And there'll be situations where maybe we will want him down there. And then obviously with Corey here and his addition and picking up the defense in 1 week, he went in there and played good when Malcolm was down. So it just gives us another opportunity, another look at whether it's Corey that's back there or Terrence or Jalen Watkins. We hadn't really seen that combination, so we just wanted to make sure that when Malcolm went down, that we got to see Corey go out there and play with those two guys. And it worked good. They did a good job.
And the reason I ask is because he didn't show that as much in the first week, and then when Ron Brooks got hurt, you start to see it more. Was that because Brooks was down, or was that because you want to get away to have Corey on the field?
We didn't play Malcolm at nickel last week, so that wasn't going to show up anyways. You saw the three safeties in the game for the only reason, because Malcolm played the nickel. So it would have been three safeties no matter what. It happened to be Corey last night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If Ron was healthy, that was still something you wanted to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then we liked Malcolm with that matchup with that first group. They were putting Anquan in there, so we liked that matchup for Malcolm. He can go down there and be physical, especially on first and second down, on early downs when they're going to run the ball, which is obviously Malcolm's very good down there. He's very good pass-wise too, but for the run. So just wanted to get a sneak at that, and then, well, if it shows up, then at least you got a game rep of it. You guys have seen him. He plays nickel in practice. Some, not a lot, but I try to give him a snap every couple days just so that if something happened and he had to go down there, he's getting reps in there.